Paro. And Moshe Rabbeinu confront each other. When Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu confront each other, it's a very strange thing. Because when Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do with absolute koach, and he can do what he wants. And there's this little game that happens from the very beginning. Shalach hasami v'yochogu li b'midbar. V'yom eparo mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo l'shalach es Yisrael lo yodati es Hashem. V'yom when they say Elokei v'yivrim nikra leinu nilchono derach shlosh yishram b'midbar v'nizbuchol Hashem Elokeinu. And the whole time going back and forth through down to the very end, this idea, they're only going for 3 days, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're coming back. And the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? In the end, Moshe is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. How is it that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is based on the Sheker? It's an unnecessary Sheker. I'm taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The answer is, there are two important messages. Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. Now the Shibud Mitzrayim began because they said, Niyu Kamitzu. We want to be just like the Egyptians. And somehow, there's a twisted mentality in today's world. We discussed a little bit beginning of next week. That if you can act like a guy but manage to do it in a subterfuge so you keep Torah and mitzvahs, that's a Kiddush Hashem. Remember a few years ago, there was a high school basketball star from an Orthodox Jewish high school. He got into a major university to be on the basketball team. And there's all these involved things for him to play basketball on Shabbos. He could play basketball on Shabbos. He couldn't play basketball on Shabbos. He was at the Kiddush Hashem. Why? Kiddush Hashem, if I can be a world-class basketball star and make a few compromises, not too many compromises, the answer is no. A Jew is a Jew. A Jew is a Jew, and he defines himself in one way and one way only, by being an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we left Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim is not celebrating freedom as the White House Seder for the past 8 years said it was. No. Nothing to do with freedom. Jews are slaves? The Jews are slaves, big deal. You have to get them out, so big deal. The answer is, you get out of slavery if the purpose is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get out of slavery, to be an eved to Yetzer Hara, to an eved to any other culture, Torah never made such a big thing about it. To get out of slavery, because in order to be meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot be meshubet to a boss of a dom. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro, first, there's one reason for us leaving Mitzrayim. The Jews deserved avdus. They wanted to assimilate. They say, you want to assimilate? You think the Egyptians are so great? Let's show you who and what the Egyptians are. Cruel, merciless, and that's what you wanted to become? No. So, if you wanted to become the Egyptians, so suffer what Egyptian culture is all about. No, we want to be free to be Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodai Hem. That's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu says. But then later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Paro is beginning to weaken, and in Parshas Bo, after Choshech, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vayikra Paro al Moshe Vayoma, and he said, L'chu Ivdu Es Hashem, Ratzonchem Ukarachem Yutzog, Gam Tabchem Yelichim Ochem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayoma Moshe Gamato Titem Biyodenu Zvorchem Volos. You're going to give us animals. And our flock is going to come with us. We leave nothing. And then Moshe Rabbeinu explains the Asad. Manachnu lo neida manavodas Hashem ad bo'enu shomo. We don't know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand of us. We have to be willing to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. Moshe Rabbeinu says we take everything because we have to be willing to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. When a Jew accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Malchus Shemayim. That means we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to give you everything because everything is yours and everything we have in this world is from you. We withhold nothing from you. That's what it means to make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paro, he says, Paro, you don't understand. We're leaving to become the Am Hashem. And what it means we have to be willing to give him, we have to be willing to give him everything. What he's going to demand of us, we don't know. That's the story of the Akedah. It's the story of a carbon. What's the story of the Akedah? Story of the Akedah. Kachno es bincho as yichidcho as yahavto as yitzchok. What could be more valuable to a person than Yitzchok was to Avram? And Avram had to say, I'm willing to give everything to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not asking you to do it, but I just need the willingness and the understanding that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Krisa's Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Now, for Klal Yisrael to understand that, Klal Yisrael have to begin to understand, and for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu want Paro to understand too, what it means, Klal Yisrael leaving, and what it means, they're believing to become the Am Hashem. So the first thing Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu says, he speaks in the name of Yudkei Vavkei. And that is that there are absolutes in this world. There are certain demands HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes on anybody and everybody. And I'm speaking to you, he says, in the name of Yudkei Vavkei. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at the Snat to him. And Menochi, he says, Mayomer, Anochi, Okay, Avicho, Okay, Avraham, Okay, Yitzchak, Okay, Yaakov. doesn't immediately speak to him in the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then later on, he talks to him in the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. When Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paro, he has to explain to him that this is not just another god like all the other gods he's used to. This is something unique and different and so overwhelming. It's not an interfaith service here. You have your God, I have my God. We will have this prayer from this imam, this prayer from this priest, this prayer from this rabbi. No. Something totally different here. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hoya Hoviyah, the one who brought the world into existence, who runs the world, and who is establishing a special kesher with the Jewish people. Ko Amar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. And this Yud Kei Vav Kei has a special kesher with the Jewish people. Shalach Es Ami, we are his people. That's how he begins the Paro. And Paro understands that Kol Zman Klal Yisrael's minds belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's through Shabbos that their minds belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't do anything. So he tries to get further control over the Jewish people. And in the beginning of this week's, in the beginning of this week's parsha, Lo chein emor levnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vot seisi etzchem mitachos sivlos Mitzrayim, v'hitzalti etzchem avodosom, v'goalti etzchem bezroa anutuyo, v'shvatem gedolim, v'okachti etzchem lilom, v'yisolachem lukim. For the shoners of Geula, and for those four Lashonos of Geula, we drink the Arba Kosos at the Seder. What are these four Lashonos of Geula? Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the Kayach, B'meshach of the week. I want to explain what it is. Because these four Lashonos of Geula are central to what it means to our entire relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lochein Emo Livnei Yisrael Ani Yud Kei Vav Kei. First thing is, Kol Zman Klal Yisrael are working the back-breaking work for 6 days, and it's a demeaning, insulting work, and they don't have an opportunity to develop any sense of self or any sense of looking towards anything except that hard, backbreaking work. It's very difficult for them to establish a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, the first thing I will take, they will, is the Sivlos Mitzrayim. There's another aspect of being an Eved. An Eved is given work for two reasons. First of all, the master wants work. Very often the master wants to break him so that he says, I'm giving you work just to show that you belong to me. And that was what Paro did. He wanted to break them psychologically. One of the things the Nazis did in the work camps and many, they wanted to break the Jews psychologically. Paro wanted to break them psychologically. Because to establish a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to have a sense of self. And building that sense of self, being an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't losing the sense of self, it's building one's sense of self. And Paro's trying to destroy them psychologically. Lechatz godol al ha-katan. He would give someone a job that it's impossible to do. So he couldn't get any sense of fulfillment of doing a job. Or he would give the people things to do that were too trivial. No sense of achievement, no sense of accomplishment. Then that's the first Sivlos Mitzrayim. Yitzalti yeschem me'avodosim. And a slave, in the end of the day, it's not his work. It belongs to the other. So the first two Geulos Mitzrayim were the Geula Mitzrayim that enable the Jew to develop a sense of self. Because only a person with a well-developed sense of self can understand what it means to have a yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ugaalti yeschem bizroa netuya. Ubishvatim gedolim. Now, what is vugaalti yeschem? This is geula. Geula is a complex process. This is being meshubit to the avdus of Mitzrayim. That's one thing. Besides being meshubit to the avdus of Mitzrayim, there's being meshubit to the culture of Mitzrayim, to the toevos of Mitzrayim, to the lifestyle of Mitzrayim. To that entire thing that the Jews got pulled into, Omru Niyu Kamitzrim, it was an unbelievable lifestyle. An advanced technological society full of every toeva imaginable. And Jews got very attracted to it. They got pulled into it. Geula is not a physical geula. Geula is a spiritual geula. To be a Jew, Zvi ben Chorin. Ein lecho ben Chorin. There's no ben Chorin except someone who's osek b'Torah, who's in control of his life, who doesn't get pulled, who's not a meshubet to his yetzahara, who can exercise absolute control of what's important in life, what's not important in life. Now, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Two ways. Bezroa netuyo, bishvatim gedolim. What's the difference between the zroa netuyo and shvatim gedolim? One of the things that's the yisod of Yiddishkeit is that everything that happens in this world has as a result of schar v'onesh. Shvatim gedolim means the Jews in Mitzrayim, through the Esamakos, saw concretely in front of them, leading up to Makos Bechoros, leading up to Kriyas Yamsuf, that everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, and there's a very detailed, exact Schar v'onesh that comes to every individual in this world. That's Shvatim Gedolim. When a person realizes life is in hefker, and you pay for everything in this world, and whether it's a mitzvah, aveira, everything is a cheshbon, then you begin making a cheshbon about everything that you do. Problem with most people, they don't make a cheshbon. Mitzvah, we'll stop now here. We'll have a marv. Mitzvah, give me the kayach. We'll go through the Esam Makos with an understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing to Klal Yisrael in a detailed way what it means to be his nation, and the Geulas Mitzrayim that goes into being his nation. Mitzvah Hashem will continue.